Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. Still, we are here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with Darlene Sartori. I say every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern with a little bit of an asterisk. Every once in a while, there's stuff that happens where we might have to take off, but more than less likely, we are usually here for Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time. And we talk about different and various things related to whatever Darlene is working on and the Ideal Network. Darlene is a customer of ours, and when I started Building Fortunes Radio, I knew that I needed to have great guest hosts. So I have a lot of respect for Darlene. Way more respect now because I have so much more knowledge of what she does as a result of doing these radio shows, but I had a lot of respect for her way back when because I knew that she had a lot of, you know, great ideas. She's a super-duper hard worker, all that sort of stuff. And then when we started this radio show, you know, we've been through life together, everything from, you know, families growing, families leaving, families coming back, everything from weather to economics to health-related issues and everything else that's going on. And it's always great to be able to talk to Darlene because she keeps me grounded in what it's like to really be that traditional person who does things the right and the old-fashioned way and the long-term vision way, because sometimes it's real easy for people to do things, take shortcuts, have shorter-term visions, or kind of forget. Or maybe they never knew. So Darlene's got a lot of great experience. So Darlene, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, for hosting this and giving me a bully pulpit. You know, this has kind of become like the saga of Darlene's adventures and et cetera. And we've talked about the dynamic of, you know, I've gone from an empty nester to a house full, actually from a house full of, you know, with seven kids. And, you know, when you have seven kids, they get married and they have kids, and, you know, then so, you know, you can get pretty hectic when you have seven children you're raising and all of these things. And then they all grow up and then they're suddenly leaving and et cetera. And so then you kind of have this dynamic of, oh, I'm going to be an empty nester and, you know, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And then you suddenly have a whole house full again and you go back and forth. And that's happened to me several times over the last number of years. And I sounded like Peter from what he was saying in the very beginning of the show, that he's kind of going through some of those experiences. So he kind of knows what I'm talking about when I say that. And often what I've had to do is be very selective of what and who I allow on the property, because sometimes I don't always have the greatest of judgment when it comes to, you know, I'm a bleeding heart, somebody needs help, I've got shelter, you know, I give them to them and then, you know, it doesn't work out so well or whatever. So, you know, often you get a little bit jaded. Well, this morning I got an email that reminded me of something that has always been there for me. And it's called the schoolofthinking.org. And if it hadn't have been for encountering Dr. Hewitt Gleason many eons ago, that I would not have the ability to think and reason like I do, is because it's not a skill that's really taught. And so today's email was a reminder that today is the 42nd anniversary of the launching of the School of Thinking. And I'm going, Oh, my heavens, where did 42 years go? And it was one of the first schools that went on the Internet. I think the first website that they made was like 1995. And then I think the one that's currently online with the schoolofthinking.org was probably in the early 2000s. I didn't look it up, for example. But, you know, it's one of those, you encounter some things in your life that just have a huge impact on your life that makes life either easier or not, but it keeps at least from being challenging. From a point that would discourage you. Instead, it empowers you to keep on going. And there's been a lot of things over the years that I have just not had the courage to move forward in. And so each time that I kind of get that feeling, I will go on the School of Thinking and seeing what Dr. Gleason has put on for that month or that week or that day. And I remember back in June of this year when he sent out the email that the co-founder, Edward De Bono, had died. And I think, oh, no, we are losing. We've lost another great person that has helped us with skills that we need on this planet. And over the years, I've watched Edward De Bono and Dr. Hewitt Gleason to develop and help us to learn skills that we wouldn't have had otherwise on this planet. And you've probably heard me talk about NuCell, which was one of the dynamics that Dr. Gleason developed in the dynamic of understanding that it is the dynamic thinking, the dynamic that our brain and our minds work together in many ways that are powerful. And he started calling this the X10 thinking. You know, how can you take what you're doing and make it 10 times more powerful, or even 100 times more powerful? What are the tools that you could use? And as we begin to understand the dynamics of the dynamic of thinking, most people don't even realize that there are a lot of skills that we develop in order to do this thing that we call thinking. It's not thought. It's not divinely inspired. It's just something that we have done for a while that we learn as we go through life. But, you know, if you've got a guidebook to help you with it, you can avoid a lot of mistakes or learning experiences you wouldn't have to go through. And that's what I've found that the School of Thinking has over the years been a great impact on doing for me, just as has happened with my encounter with Peter. You know, I think often like, okay, what would have happened if I hadn't encountered Peter and some of the things that he's taught me about marketing and being able to do lead generations and learning how to buy leads instead of having to do it the hard way. You can actually buy leads. All of the skills that come along with learning to live and work in cyberspace. Now, a lot of people say cyberspace, what's that? Well, it's the Internet, but we used to call it cyberspace. So the terms just even the last few years of having this, and I say few years, you know, 20, 25 years we've had the Internet. But can you imagine what it was like before we had this wonderful tool called the Internet to share information and to bring it together? And how we are now using it in many inappropriate ways instead of making it value creative. And so I have been one of those experiments. of using my own self as an experiment on, which is what we were challenged to do in the very beginning with the School of Thinking, of using our own self as a as an experiment. You know, can you do these and answer these questions and be able to do the course? And it used to come to us and still does through the email. So you can start out with an email course, and it was free and still is. We get all of these dynamics that we can actually reach out for. And one thing that the internet allowed us to do is to do a lot of things for free that we could have never gotten for the most amount of money that you could have ever invested. And the School of Thinking is one of those, and Peter's programs, the Building Fortunes programs, are others that have made it so affordable for us to learn the skills that are necessary to have the courage to do things maybe that we would not have done otherwise. So I have gone through a lot in the last few years, especially the last 10 years of going without a partner. My husband was a full-time partner with me, doing so many of the things that he could do that allowed me to have the freedom to be able to explore and do the other things that I couldn't do while I was raising the family and et cetera. And he provided me with that environment for the last 25, 30 years to be able to do the things that I wanted to do, but I put on hold while I raised our family. And, you know, having a lifelong partner is so important. Well, if you lose a spouse, then you have to go out and you have to find other people to find, fill in the void, so to speak. Well, I kind of felt like that with when Edward DeBono died in June. I was thinking, you know, well, who am I going to, you know, fulfill that with? I still haven't, I know that we've got Dr. Hugh Gleason and all the work he does, and DeBono had written so many books and et cetera. But, you know, just that feeling of a void when that person was no longer on the planet. And so what I started doing was, again, going back through a lot of the materials and things that he had written over this past year to remind myself of the things that he had actually accomplished during his life here on the planet. And so what I'm going to get towards talking about a little bit today is about what you should be paying attention to in your life. And what are you bringing to this planet? What are the things that you've done on this planet that you don't think maybe are very much value? This is one of the reasons that I talk about the IC Journal and the ICY Journal. Because if you are not valuing yourself enough every day to get up out of bed and maybe fix yourself some breakfast or enjoy breakfast that somebody else fixed for you, and got on with your day, what did you do throughout that day? Have you kept a tracking report of all the things that you've done throughout the day to see how many values you might just have created without realizing it? Finding is that there's a lot of people out there that are having a lot of issues in their lives are simply because of one thing. They're not putting together their own tracking report, their own journals, to kind of keep a log of what you do with your time. Because the only difference between what I have and you have or anyone else has is how we invest the same amount of time that we have. We all have 24 hours in a day, give or take a few seconds here and there. But the difference is what I do with it and what you do with it and what somebody else does with it. It is, time is the most fair economic system that we've got on the planet, because we all have the same amount to invest or spend. You know, there are certain words that I stay away from over the last years, I've really begun getting even more sensitive about words that I use. And one of them that I learned from Robert Kiyosaki was with Rich Dad, Poor Dad, was understanding the difference between whether you spend time or you invest time. When you invest something, you expect a return on it, a profit from having done it. You got something back for that work that you did or that time you invested. But I wonder how many of us are just wasting time rather than actually investing it. And when I look at people like Dr. Hewitt Gleason in the School of Thinking and Edward de Bono in the founding of this, when they did this way back when, I wonder where I'd be today if I hadn't have learned the difference between the skills of lateral thinking and reasoning and comparing. And I wondered how far I would have not gotten had I not had contact with people like this. So in your tracking report, one of the things that you might want to start doing is, who has made an impact in my life? Who has made my life easier? You know, I deal with a lot of people that have not had a happy life in their families and et cetera. And I've been so appreciative that I had parents that I consider to be a perfect set of parents. Now, did they have some flaws or whatever? Well, maybe, but to me, whatever they were so minor that they never got in my way of being appreciative to having parents that cared, parents that were always there for us, parents that, although we traveled all around the planet, my mother and father provided a good living situation for us. And there was also 7 children in my family, my siblings. My baby brother died when he was just a couple weeks older. And I wonder how he and what he would have done if he had been alive during this whole time. And then I have a brother that died from ALS. So I've lost 2 brothers. And one of the things that we began to understand in the loss of someone that we love or appreciate is just how short a time sometimes we have with that individual. But what can we learn from them? And I think of all the things that my baby brother was only 2 weeks old when he passed. But I think of the things that I learned during his 2 weeks. He was my second brother. I was very, very appreciative of understanding the things that I learned from that short period of time that I had. That I've told some of these stories about it, so I'm not going to repeat them all. But then my brother, who died from ALS the same year as my husband died, they both died in 2010, my husband in April and my brother in October. So during that year, I had some major shifts that had to be made because I had begun to rely on my brother for many things that he did on the tech side of things because, you see, he was the ham operator. He was the one that kept me in contact with that realm of communications. He was the one that helped me learn the very beginning of coding. He was very much ahead of me in the internet and doing these things that I now take for granted. And, you know, I haven't really written a whole lot about those things, and it's time for me to pay a little more attention to some of the things that I have forgotten about what has happened in my life. I encountered and worked with someone recently who is dealing with homosexuality. And I was able to give him some guidance as to how I dealt with it when I found out that one of my sister's sons was homosexual. And the trauma that he went through in trying to find his identity. And there's things that they're not a moral issue, but they are a spiritual issue, that we don't like ourselves because we're out of norm with someone. So as we go through life, it is about learning the art of thinking and reasoning and appreciating ourselves for the skills that we have. Do you ever stop and think about your intuition? Have you thought about these mind spirits that you've got? Wisdom? Have you thought about wisdom? I talked about these seven adjutant mind spirits a few weeks ago. If you stop and think about all the skills that you have as a human being that you are not developing to the fullness. And one of the things that I have a challenge with our education system, it's not an education system. It's a remote remembering. All you're doing is hearing something and regurgitating it. You're not thinking about it. You're just taking it in and absorbing it. Rote memorization. That's not thinking. That's where we get mixed up in our minds and in our brains, because we don't realize that thinking is actually a spiritual skill that we have. Why can we think when other animals can't think in this realm? They have a brain. They can learn by rote memorization just like we do in our school systems. But our level of intelligence comes as we begin the level of thinking. Now, I don't know how many times this has happened to you, but hopefully it happens quite a bit, that suddenly a thought will come to you. Now, I'm not talking, we don't teach thought. But what happens is if you have the ability to think, you're going to find more and more that suddenly you realize something you had no clue you even knew or that you had been exposed to. And if you had not had the ability to think, you would not have recognized that's something. Where did I come from? How did I know that? I've never studied anything like that. And you suddenly began to pay more attention to how often that happens. And I do these radio shows, and after I get done, it's like, what did you say? I don't know. I just talk from my heart. Well, what I discovered is that something that the School of Thinking doesn't often talk about is those who are heart-centered, love-centered, life-empoweringly centered, the L words that I use in the ideal, those emotions that trigger the ability to learn to start thinking and reasoning. And it's, somebody doesn't have to teach you that. It's things you learn by observation. It's things you begin to say, okay, I observed that this happened, and when I did that, I got this result. Oh, I guess I must be thinking because I just made a connection between a cause and a consequence. And we don't begin to realize we think that's something we learned by rote memorization. It's not. What we have discovered is that more and more, when the internet came along and other things happened all along, this is what Hewitt Gleason and them were talking about in The Art of Thinking. It spurs you to start considering other things and start creating a chain of information that comes from personal experiences or experiences from other people. There's a difference between learning from a book and being able to reason through what you just read. How did that person know that? How did they come about writing that in that book? How did Peter come about knowing the things that he put in the back office of our Building Fortunes program and our LMS system? Where did he come from that? You know that if you listen to him for a little while, you realize it didn't come from rote memorization. It came from his ability to think and reason and figure out well, how is this sales approach working and how is it not working? I'm going to then say that one of the most important things you can learn to do is the art of selling. You know, wombatting, word of mouth, buy and tell. That's how you learn how to replicate things, is because when you hear something, you start sharing it with other people. That's part of thinking, but it's not rote memorization. It's a meme. You've heard it often enough that now you can repeat it. But you started thinking it because you started listening to the memetics. So as we begin to comprehend the mind and the brain, we realize that the mind is more the thinking part, not the brain. And so this is something that a group of me that I'm a part of has been working together to study the mind from the Urantia papers. And we had so much fun doing it during that 6 weeks that we did an intensive of all the times that the word was used in the Urantia papers on mind, and then, of course, brain. And we enjoyed it so much that we've started creating a Wednesday get-together every Wednesday to follow through on this, because we just had begun to scratch the surface of this wonderful thing called a mind. And most people don't even stop and think about that dynamic. So I have been dragging my feet, and I've only got a couple minutes. I'm just going to tell you, I have the courage to do something that you can pay attention to later on, is I'm going to launch what is called the Urantia Society, Urantia Society, because I have found so much wisdom within those papers that stimulates you to think. And it's like, oh, I hadn't really thought about that before. Oh, is that a thought? No, we don't teach thoughts. They come from thinking. And we began to worry, have this fun with word playing. And so that's one of the things that I think that we are not doing often enough in today's world. And that's what I found out when you start doing I see type of journaling. Okay, I see this, and then you see this way. And so now we're into comparative theology, comparative information. And we're starting to then think about, okay, why do you think that way about this, and I think this way about that? And so all I'm trying to get you to do with this session today is to celebrate 42 years of having the School of Thinking on the planet, and how many lives it's impacted over the years, and how many more lives that will be impacted. And just turn your children and yourself on to this dynamic of the schoolofthinking.org. It's a very wonderful place. A daily something is posted on it, and they have the course that you can take and lots of things that you can do with it. And so read the session today. It talks a little bit about Dr. Hewitt Gleason and gives you some links to Edward De Bono's work. And just explore. It's one of those sites that you can have so much fun, because you see they posted all these way back ones, so you can then be able to figure out all about this problem, the solutions, and about. And so if you're wanting to get a degree, you can. There's lots of things that you can learn about the history and et cetera. But this is one of those things that most people might not even be aware. It's one thing that I haven't promoted pretty heavily, because it's one of those things that most of the people that I work with have connected with the School of Thinking over a period of time and have learned with it, just like they have with the Building Fortunes. These are Tier 1 projects. And so the question is, what Tier 1 projects are you working with that you could help other people learn about? So I think my time is up, so y'all can get a hold of me always at idealnetworkprojects@gmail.com, or be able to touch with me through my internet project at idealnetwork.biz. And so back to you, Peter.
Excellent. So again, that website for the School of Thinking is theschoolofthinking.org?
No. No, just schoolofthinking.org.
School of Thinking.
The.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So I'll put that in
school
the show notes.
Schoolofthinking.org, just like it sounds.
Excellent. Okay, good. Well, great information. So like I mentioned a little bit earlier, for those people listening in, you always learn a lot by dealing with Darlene. And some of the things you learn are some of the resources that could bring you even into the, you know, further into this level of thinking. And in today's world where there's mostly bubblegum for your mind, stuff that's usually a waste of time or distracting, maybe even on purpose, there's not a lot of stuff that you can actually go to get some really concentrated quality of life, elevated levels of thinking. So this sounds really excellent. So schoolofthinking.org for everybody that's listening in. We're going to catch you next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, Darlene. We'll speak to you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.